Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person that actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose. Can't lose here.
God, the stakes are high.
Yes.
I'm starting to spiral once again.
Yeah. And actually, Alexi, every point is like 1,000 on IMDb as well.
God, I'm going to be so up there with the fourth Hemsworth if I do well tonight.
All right, question one. Cargo pants. Okay, in my opinion, cargo broom, but go off.
Bam!
Yes, Ben.
That's Nina Oyama.
No, it's Demi Lardner. Point there for Demi.
Fuck you. It's not all about cum.
I thought Demi or Ben would be the only two people to have an opinion on cargo pants.
Well, you don't think I'm fashion forward? No. Yeah, obviously, because I don't wear fucking cargo pants.
I love cargo pants. You could put like a whole like rabbit in there or whatever.
You could put a roast chook in there.
You could put a chook in. You could do so much stuff.
Don't get confused between the roast chook pocket and the rabbit pocket.
All the same to me, baby.
I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but I once went to a movie with... I'm just going to say it. With someone I used to work with, Chaz Licciardello.
Wow.
This guy knows. Do you want to pick that name off the floor? But
not a big deal. Wow. One of the irascible Chaser boys.
One of the original members of the Chaser.
Yeah.
Never wash this chair again.
And what stunt was he doing at the cinema? Well, what did he do?
I thought we were just going to a movie, but...
But he put you in a limo and he dressed up as Osama bin Laden.
All of a sudden.
And then he drove you through Apex.
Yeah, like
I hate it when he does that.
We were seeing Mad Max Fury Road and he was like, I'm just going to get some food to eat in the movie.
And what did he cut a hole in the bottom of?
He brought an entire roast chook, which he ate with his hands.
Yeah. In the movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Respect. I like it.
This is the weird thing, because I also know Chaz Licciardello.
I'm sorry
for knowing another celebrity knows. But that doesn't surprise me at all.
No. Well, can I ask a question? What's he like in real life? Is he like that?
I mean, I also know Chaz.
And a little secret for me, yeah, I've met the guy quite a few times.
You know Chaz too, Demi?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What's it like being a woman in comedy?
It's normal. It's just normal.
Why didn't I get asked that question? Is it all my non-binary vibes?
It's coming up, I'll ask you.
Okay.
All right, question two. I just remembered, as I do every 3 months or so, the time Kevin Rudd was asked by Rove who he turned gay for, and he said, my wife.
Demi. Nina.
Laughed out loud at myself in an empty room.
Demi.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes, it is Ben. Yeah. Yes, point there for Demi. Yeah.
That's a very Ben opinion.
Yeah.
It was a great one.
That was great. I saw that live. It was on Rove.
You know what's been memory hole?
What?
Yeah, that footage is like really hard to find.
Really? I'm sure I probably have a VHS of it.
Well, honestly, it's like the ASIO's coming for you then. It's going to be like enemy of the state.
Man, my podcast for some reason was doing a lot of like just the algorithm gave us a lot of targeted ASIO ads. We're just like, come be a spy. And I was like, oh, the little gay freaks who listen to us cannot be involved with ASIO. Their bones will shatter on the first day.
Well, I think ASIO is listening to this because Sammy Shah was on the show and he talked about when he was in Pakistan, he would buy his booze from the embassy and then the next day after it went released, the embassy was raided and they got all the booze out of it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening, guys, Nina Oyama's house is fine. No drugs. Don't worry about going.
No drugs in my house. That is so funny. Like, what bad thing did you have to do at ASIO to be like, yeah, you're the guy that has to listen to podcasts now?
All right.
Yeah, today we're putting you on Don't You Know Who I Am? It's like some comedy shit. Fuck.
Question three. In relationships, people always say, you get out what you put in. But I think it should be, you eat out what you come in.
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
I reckon that's probably a Nina.
Yeah, you're right. That is
wow.
Huh.
When did you think of that? What was the inspiration, Nina?
I don't know, man. I was just like lying in a field and I just like came to me this thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like
I was like meditating after my yoga retreat.
Oh my God, in a field.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't
this know. Is like watching Paul McCartney pull Get Back out of the ether.
All right, question four. Microdosing anal by taking a shit.
Demi!
Yes, Demi.
Nina.
Yes, you are correct. Another one for them, Nina. Two in a row, Nina.
Good Lord. So where'd you think of that one? Same kind of deal? Or?
So I did anal and then I took a shit. No.
Wow.
No, I didn't, but can you imagine? Or did I? Wait, did I? I don't know. It was so long ago.
I'm really looking forward to the tweet that's going to be like, watching Paul Schrader's...
All right.
Wait, what's Paul... Who's Paul
He's
Schrader?
He's a writer, of Taxi Driver, directed many films like Mishima, First Reformed, The Card Counter, currently available for streaming online.
Just looking forward to one of them where I can be like, Nina!
One of the great grub auteurs and a hero of mine.
For the Patreon listeners, that only went for like 20 seconds in your recall, but in here it went for an hour and a half. All right, question five. When they show Bart Simpson's pecker in the Simpsons movie, that was a moment.
That is Alexi Tolliano.
That is Alexi. Yeah, put that for Ben. Yeah.
That came to me again. I was just like, fucking hell, that's wild
it
stuff.
Was so weird, wasn't it?
Yes, like why did they choose to put hentai of Bart's dick in the movie? That's child hentai.
But just the writer's room, imagine it. The person pitching it, I think it's time, guys. We're going the movie, we're going all out. Let's show his little penis.
We could never do this on TV. Show his penis.
Do you remember the moment that happened in the cinema?
Yes, I do remember vividly. I remember who I was with.
I think they were going for sort of... like a kind of cheering sort of Marvel sort of style cameo thing.
Yes.
Finally! What we've all been waiting for!
It was quieter than silent. It was really weird. Yeah. Everyone was chuckling and then you just saw a 7-year-old's dick.
And the fact they
He's
made it...
He's 10.
Yeah.
You fucking
idiot.
So
it's okay and it's awesome.
But
it's,
also,
it's fine.
The fact they made it so big as well, like so much bigger than a regular
man's
penis.
No, my penis is so much bigger.
What?
But also, do you think that was a response to the amount of Simpsons pornography available on the internet to
probably
watch and likely masturbate?
Probably, yeah.
I saw some people underneath that tweet who were Bart Simpson's penis truthers who were saying that, oh, actually, it's a brilliant joke because it's actually his finger flipping off the audience.
It's absolutely not.
No,
that's his car.
It's a pecker and ball. No.
I heard it was a prosthetic. Like they couldn't get him to show his real penis of his 70s old. So
it's weird that they showed only his dick. Like it's better because I didn't want to look at his face at the same time. It's so shameful. But it's just his dick.
I thought you meant only his. Which other character's dick would you
see? All of them. I want to see all of them. Give me Apu.
I
want
to
see Mo's dick. Yes. I think it looks exactly like his face.
They've teased Mr. Burns' dick a couple of times. That's not a happy
scene. They've teased Mr. Burns' dick.
We all have.
That's for people who have never seen the show before, is this what you expected? Is this? All right, next question. There should be a law that we all just dig the biggest hole that we can.
Nina.
Alexi.
Yes, Nina.
Demi.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, point there for Nina. Everyone scored.
I love doing the face like, oh, who could that be? And it's me.
I know.
It never works.
Do you ever do the fake one as well, where you hear your own thing and then you're like, huh?
Yeah, right after someone else has said their name and you go, oh.
And then immediately outed.
Exactly, yeah.
Question seven. When I'm being pursued on foot through the city at night and I race down an alley and at the end is a chain link fence that I slam up against and turn around to see my attackers closing in, that fucking sucks.
Demi. Nina.
Yes, Demi.
Okay.
Oh.
It's
no.
It's
Ben.
You are correct. Another point there for Demi, yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Right. Damn, I really tried to like go to the, okay.
I was watching Better Call Saul and that happened and I thought that happens a lot.
All right. Next question, question 8. Got a 6 a.m. flight from Melbourne to Adelaide this week and they just had on an ep of young Sheldon playing on every single screen.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Alexi.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Point there for Ben. Yeah.
Seems like there's still a little detail.
Awesome show, brother. I'm fucking bazingoid in the past. I love it.
I thought that was me because I also was in an aeroplane from Melbourne to Sydney and Young Sheldon was on every single screen.
Qantas are in the Young Sheldon business, it would appear.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Did you watch an ep?
No.
I did, because I'm not a film snob. I love The Big Bang Theory and all of Chuck Lorre's productions.
Starting with Dahmer and Greg.
I don't know what that is.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.